This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look into the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. A group of Republican lawmakers is attacking recommendations from state school officials. The Department of Education has put together guidelines for how schools should treat transgender students. One recommendation is that schools allow transgender students to use the bathroom of the gender they identify as. Another would allow students to go by a name other than the one on their birth certificate. The statement also recommends schools not tell parents about any of this if the student doesn't want them to know. There are 17 different guidelines. They're recommendations, really, not mandates. Representative Tristan Cole of Antrim County is one of the lawmakers against them, and he joins us right now. Tristan Cole, thanks for taking the time.
Well, good morning, David.
You wrote on Facebook that this idea from the State Board of Education is, quote, way beyond crazy. Why do you say that?
Well, you know, this is taking things a step too far with the idea or even the thought that boys and girls would be mixed into locker rooms, or that choice would be offered to students in the public school system. And the parents that I've talked to, I had immediate outcry from constituents that what are people thinking of, you know, when this was brought up. And it really frustrates people when you've got, you know, an elected board, a state board of education that comes out with things like this that is so contrary to what is out with constituents in my district. And so I reacted accordingly.
Why shouldn't students who identify as transgender be allowed to use the bathroom of the gender they identify as?
Well, part of it goes even deeper than that. And that goes to the fact that parents would not be notified. And so they could be, you know, in essence, living a double life at school as a student. Their parents wouldn't know about that. And so this is a much broader issue than just a little boy who, you know, at what point does someone decide whether they are a girl or a boy? This is very complex, and you know, there's two genders. There's men and there's women. There's girls and there's boys, and that's how God designed us. And to allow someone on a whim to say, "Hey, I'm a little boy according to my physical makeup, yet I think I'm going to be a girl today, so I'm going to use the girls' bathroom." To me, that is just absurd and going a step too far, and does not create a safe and secure environment in a public school setting.
So then, are you saying that schools shouldn't recognize transgender students at all?
No. If they had a separate stall, a separate bathroom, that would be something that may be of compromise. However, I think all along, parents have got to be involved in this. This cannot be something kept secret from a parent when a student decides that this is something they're going to do. And that's what's really gotten people fired up.
State school officials say that really this is all about trying to protect transgender students. That's what they write in this policy statement. And they cite research that shows transgender students are more likely to be assaulted or threatened than other students. Do you dispute that that's an issue in schools, or are your concerns with other parts of this bill?
My concerns are with other parts. I'm not disputing that some people face challenges because of the way that they feel about themselves. Absolutely. I'm very concerned about that. At the same time, that's an issue that needs to be dealt with parental involvement. This is something that is much bigger than the school deciding they're going to do this and they're going to keep a little boy that wants to be called a little girl or a female name in school a secret from their parents. That's just absurd, and that's basically the government going around parental rights. And also, if this is not done carefully, this is going to put at risk kids like my daughters. Okay, this past year, I pulled my three daughters, my wife and I homeschooled them. because of some of the changes that we saw coming through the public school system that we were not happy about. But when my girls were in school, I cannot imagine the thought that somebody, a teenage boy, could go into the same bathroom alone with my teenage daughter.
Right, this policy though is for transgender students. It wouldn't just allow any you know teenage boy to go into a girl's bathroom.
Well, you're right, but let's look at the physical makeup of how our bodies are put together, and someone that is claiming that, hey, I was born a male, I feel like a female, you are still physically a male, unless you've had some sort of reconstructive or deconstructive, in this case, a surgery. There still is such an area here for abuse, misuse, and really causing some massive problems.
What kinds of ways do you think schools should accommodate transgender students?
You know, if there was a bathroom facility that was basically a unisex bathroom, would suffice in doing that. There is, you know, and I'm reading a lot into this now that this has popped up. There are male and there are female human beings, and there's not a middle human being according to our physical makeup. And at what point does this stop in our society? At what point are we going to protect the majority that make up our student bodies in our schools?
Representative Tristan Cole, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me. Always look forward to speaking with you and interviewing with you. Thank you very much.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.